What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. On the Boss Man Show, we got a cool guy. We had him on the show previously at Pacific. Now he's back in college, raised at Georgia Tech. Yellow Jackets down the street from us over there on Techwood. It's Damon Sotomayor. What's good, Dave? Looking good, brother. I love it. They look good over there. The beard popping over there. I see you, brother. You're flossing, man. I see you.
No, this is this is what you call old age.
Hey, you're doing it big. You're doing it big still, my good brother.
Thank you.
Man, Dave, I gotta ask you, man, what made you want to jump back into this ranks, man, the college ranks, man? You was in the NBA with MA Udoka, you was up there with Joe Mazzulla, man, the Celtics, man, and kind of what made you want to get back into this, man?
I think, you know, the opportunity, you know, here at Tech, I think it's a great institution. You know, secondly, I think Atlanta's a great city, a lot of players here. Mm-hmm. And lastly, the ACC. So the combination of all three of those, made the decision easy.
I hear that, man. I say you're a heck of a coach, man, and you're a heck of a teacher, man. So I thought these young men can learn from you because you played the NBA. You know what it's about. Help these young men see what it takes to become a pro. And I think that any man, young man, can play for you has a basketball royalty to talk to them about how to become a player in a band and be a better human after basketball.
Yeah, you know, it's more than basketball with me. You know, I try to give life lessons. I try to help them, you know, see a bigger picture in life. You know, it's almost like every guy that comes through, you know, when they're done, I always ask them, you know, like, what's next? You know what I mean? So, you know, you got to have a plan. You got to be able to see your plan through. You got to be able to pivot when you need to. But the biggest thing is like use basketball as a tool. I think we get blinded sometimes, and when you really think about it, it's only the 5% are able to make it to the NBA. I mean, it's only 450 jobs, but you got over 200-300 guys, you know, declaring for the draft. So, you know. Yeah. I think one thing about it is, you know, with the mentorship part, you know, you don't kill anyone's dreams, but you try to make it make sense, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's just with life. And being here at Tech, I think the biggest thing and the beauty of it is that there's a lot of successful people in this city. There's a lot of, you know, both perspectives, African-American and Caucasian, that are Tech grads that can really help these young men. And these are the doors I'm trying to open to them. Because when I played, honestly, when I was coming out of college, you know, no social media, none of the different things that was going on. So the platforms wasn't as big. And these guys, you know, they have a totally different platform to be able to put themselves out there and be able to make it in more than just playing basketball. Yeah.
And Damon, I remember it. I was at Tennessee State 04, 05. That's when Facebook came out. It was only for college people. So right at the beginning, in the end of my career at Tennessee State, it started to pop off. And I know for me, it was like, man, like, wow, that's what it can be. But now it's crazier than what it is. Back in 04, 05, now it's as crazy as now. Yes. It's beyond crazy.
Yes. No, it's, you know, it's you know, it's managing those things as well. It's, you know, helping them navigate through the good and the bad of what's out there. But basketball is a vehicle and a tool. Let's not forget that. And it allows guys to get an education. It allows guys to meet different people and put yourself on a different level, so to speak, you know. So it's a great opportunity for me and my staff to help guide, help teach, help nurture as we go along here at Tech.
And damn, you said something very important. I know for me, if it wasn't for athletics, I would not be on the Zoom call with you today.
No doubt.
So athletics opened a door for me, because I knew had I stayed on the west side of Atlanta, I had a life of bad if I didn't get out of where I was at my predicament. Right. But sports, going to go to Tennessee State, give me a degree. Now I'm going to be in the radio 14 years now. So I feel like you said, sports, my vehicle, get out of my situation. So I'm on the phone with you today, doing this interview 14 years later, doing this Boss Man Show thing. So, like you said, so important.
For sure. You know, a lot of times, you know, things are done in reverse. I mean, we're giving sports as a tool to go to school. That's the incentive, right? Well, if you can play sports, if you get good grades or whatever that might look like. But what happens is, to your point, Boss Man, is as you get older, you realize, right, like the whole time you actually, you know, I feel like, and it's debatable. I don't think that you actually needed a degree to be successful. But this is what I would say. I think that in my drive to be an NBA player when I was a young kid growing up in Portland, Oregon, I think I learned more from the streets and people in them. But as I got older, you got to educate yourself to be for everything to be sustainable.
Yes.
And so school became valuable to me. I didn't know that when I was younger, but I knew that when I got older. And when you're able to take what you learned from the streets and just seeing and then educating yourself, you know, you had the best of both worlds.
Amen. Yeah, my brother. Amen today. And I was asked about this, Damon. Like, Sunday, you probably know, my dad was a coach too. So my dad, Sunday, all these guys texting him, calling him, he played for him. And so for me, seeing that my father had an impact on young men, so what was like your why to get into coaching? And when did you know you wanted to become a coach? I know my dad always told me he wanted to help out young men in Atlanta. So what was kind of, when did you decide you want to get into coaching, help young men?
I never knew I wanted to get into coaching. I always talked to a lot of guys just in general. That's just kind of who I was. And when I left the game, I still talked to a lot of guys. I was living in Houston, Texas at the time. You know, I was still working out. I was more so working out to stay in shape. You know, somebody might pick you up. You know, you give yourself a window, you know, about 8 to 12 months. Then after that, it's like, man, it's over. And so what happened is I was going up to Rice University and, you know, I was, you know, kind of just working out, hanging out. And then from there, you know, I ended up meeting the head men's basketball coach at that time, being Bron. And essentially, man, I just started volunteering. I mean, I didn't need the money or nothing. So it was just, I was just going. It was therapeutic, to be honest with you. So as he let me feel my way through that kind of how my coaching odyssey started. So, you know, again, I started there at Rice in college. And then I went to the Memphis Grizzlies and, you know, things just kind of took off.
No doubt. And for you, Damon, man, like, since you really didn't have it as part of your plans, you was kind of preparing to be a head coach on the fly. First of all, you're kind of just taking stuff from guys who you worked for and kind of saying, hey, I've got opportunity. I'm going to put my spin on it this way.
Right. You learned, you know, I learned basketball from so many different guys. I played for so many great coaches and had a lot of great mentors. You know, so played for a Hall of Fame coach, Lute Olson. I played in the Goodwill games, and I got to know Coach Ravlin, George Ravlin, and he became a mentor of mine as well. And I played for so many people that have influenced my coaching career. And it's, you know, the game of basketball has changed, but I would say more so how they changed it is the perspective and being able to change on the run. You know, you hear a lot of, you know, old school, new school talk. You hear a lot of, you know, old school guys, so to speak, you know, kind of talk down on the game, you know. So I shouldn't say talk down on the game, but talk down on, you know, some of the players. And, you know, we all tend to do it. I think people forget, like, it's funny, I'm laughing because I just think as you get older, right, you know, you get a little ornery. You kind of get stuck in your ways.
Yes.
And you just kind of talk about, you know, yourself a lot. So I don't think that guys do it maliciously. But what I would say is that if you're not with these kids on the day to day, the new generation, then you just really don't understand. And so for me, I've been around this for 14 years now, well, ever since I retired. So my last game was 14 years ago. So I just kind of understand today's kid and today's dynamic. And it's different. And I tell coaches and I tell guys that don't know, I'm like, well, it's no different than when I was a kid. I can remember playing for Lute Olson. And I got into his car one day. He was giving me a ride. We were going to a talk show, actually. And he was playing rap music. And I was like, dang, coach, you like rap music? He was like, I don't necessarily like rap music, but I need to know what y'all talking about. I need to understand, you know, you guys, because we all come from different backgrounds. It's unique. So it's no different than today, right? You have to do that. Me, I have to do it. Like, you know, I'm kind of like an old head. So I like old school music. I like old school R&B. Yes. I like old school rap, but it's okay. I still listen to all the new school stuff too. And you want to know why I listen to the new school? I got a 23 and 20 year old, and then I coach a bunch of kids. So I need to know what they own. Like, that's important. You got to know. Like, you got to be in tune. You got to be in tune to the streets. You got to know what's going on. And man, that's my job. That's part of my job. You know what I mean? So, you know, you have to adapt and you have to change. And I think, like, you know, that's what I did. And that's why I've been able to have sustainability in this.
Damon, what you said about the music. I tell my interns, I know where every song you like now came from, okay? I don't know where it got sampled from.
Exactly. The first time you hear something, right, you start singing the original version.
Yes. You
know? And, you know, it's funny because I debate. I don't debate. It's no debate, right? So, you know, the kids always ask me, you know, Cole, who's your favorite Atlanta rappers, right? And so I said the first thing that roll off my mouth is, man, Three Stacks. And they like, Three Stacks. I'm like, y'all gotta understand, when I was a kid and I was in college, that's when Outkast first came out. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, you asking me what my memories of Atlanta rap is, I was like, Southern Playlistic, period. That album. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's just, you know, I have a different view, but at the same time too, I listen to what they listen to. And I just try to, you know, like I say, man, the whole thing, I think music, I think that it's crazy. It all goes together, right? It does. Mm-hmm. It all goes together because you have to know, that's my job. You know what I mean? That's my job, to understand the kids, where they come from, what influences them, what doesn't influence them, and what makes them tick, because each individual is totally different.
You're right about that, Damon. You're so right about that, man. And it's funny you said that. I'm telling you a quick little fun fact. You know that song, "What's Up, What's Up, the Bankhead Bounce"?
Yes.
I was in that video as an 8-year-old.
Oh, wow. What was you doing in that video as an 8-year-old, man? Your dad didn't know, did he?
My mom knew, but dad did not know. My dad was pissed. I was at the park that day with the video shoot. I was at the park that day. I was in the video, bro. As an 8-year-old.
There you go.
So that's a little fun about me. I was an 8-year-old in the Bankhead video. Crazy world, man. Crazy world, man. Also, man, like for your workouts, man, how's it been seeing these guys on the court? How much are you putting in for us install versus just working on their games right now? I got one class right now, not so busy right now. So kind of how are you working those 4 hours you got with them right now?
Right now, we're moving slow. I'm teaching. I don't have everybody on campus yet. And I still have a couple scholarships. But the biggest thing is I'm just teaching right now, just trying to get them to understand, you know, what we're going to do, what it's going to look like, the terminology, conceptually what we're going to do, you know, on both ends of the floor. So, you know, with any coaching change, you know, there's a lot of new language. There's a lot of learning. There's a lot of cleansing. You know, and so I think we're all getting to know each other right now. And then probably, you know, right after the 4th of July weekend, you know, we'll pick it up a little more, you know, have most of the guys in, and that's when the real thing, the real stuff is starting, you know. But right now it's just more so, you know, getting them used to me, again, the conceptual, the concepts of how we'll play on both sides of the ball, the terminology, all that stuff, that's important.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And I feel like, Damon, this time of year, man, that play development piece is so important to me, man, because it's where guys get better. You know what I'm saying? Because during November come, you'll be trying to game plan for teams. But this time, get better as a player. Get strong. Get work on your weaknesses. So talk about player development plans and how important it is for you as a coach and your young men to buy into as well.
Well, the way I do it is, first of all, it's never going to be enough to just work out with Coach Stoudemire and his staff. That's not enough. If you want to be the player you need to be, you got to always be putting in extra work. And, you know, so in any workout, I kind of break it down like this, you know, because we are to work on our weaknesses, but we also still got to keep mastering our strengths, because our strengths are our bread and butter. There's some things that we need to do so well that when people see it, they just know what it is. And so every for me mentally, the difference probably for these guys in terms of the past and where they've been and who they play for is I watch a lot of film, because I think you got to see your strengths, you have to see your weaknesses, you got to critique yourself, because if you can critique yourself the right way, then there's nothing anyone can tell you. So I got a theory. I've always had this. You know, three things simply. When I look at the team as a player, how do I get on the court? Okay. And how you get on the court might not be, you know, what your strengths are. But the bottom line is get on the court. Just get on the court, right? You know, the second thing is you gotta know the strength and the weaknesses of your teammates. So they play to your strengths more than your weaknesses. So, but you got to know who they are as players as well. And then lastly, you know, the strength of who you are as a player, how do you get that into the system? And a lot of times when guys struggle, and I think like I bleed that those thoughts into the summer workouts, because most of the time you start at the bottom. You're trying to figure out, how do I get my game into the system? Then you really don't even care about the strengths and the weaknesses of your teammates. And then the first thing I said, which is the most important thing, my game is going to get me on the court. That's how I'm going to get on the court. And that's totally wrong. You know, that's totally false. So I think, you know, players need to get with their trainers. And I think that when you're honest and you guys go through and you get a plan, then, you know, you're able to get better. But when you don't do that, when you come back with Coach Stoudemire, now it looks totally different, you know, because you got to master your weaknesses and practice to graduate and put them into the game. But you also have to still master your strengths because that's what's going to get you on the floor. And that was number one. And so people sometimes forget about number one.
And also still in your role, whatever role you are, whether you're a screener, you're a pick and pop guy, you're a corner shooter, you're a defender, excelling your role. I've noticed on my days with Damian was I always tell his guys up front, this is what your role is.
And you know,
or you don't. This is what you're going to be on this team with me this year.
And the crazy thing about it is I try to stay away from that because number one, how do you get on the floor is really saying the same thing. And it's like, that's when you got to be honest with yourself. And so I never try to put rules on guys. I let their games allow me to say what you do and can't do.
Gotcha.
And that's how I've tried to do it as a coach.
No doubt, man. Talk about your staff, man. You got a good staff. I saw you hired Hirsch, Carl Hobbs, and some other guys. Talk about how the quality staff is so important to have guys who are loyal to you, who you can trust in the game. Also, hey, push your vision to the guys as well when you're doing other things like interviews and recruiting and selling the program.
Well, having a good staff is really important. Obviously, you know, they help you in a variety of ways. You know, being a head coach is like being a CEO. So, you know, it's a lot of delegation. I don't like to micromanage, so I like guys to know how to work. You know, it's simply stated, do your job. You know, Carl Hobbs, Pershing Williams, Terry Parker, all good dudes. They know what they're doing. They're relationship guys. They do a great job of pouring in the kids. They do a great job on the recruiting trail. You know, so it takes a village. This isn't easy. You know, it's an everyday thing. It's a grind. And, you know, you got to have perspective with it. You know, at the same time, you know, you can't get too high and get too low. And I think I got, you know, in those three guys, I think I got triple threats. But my support staff is really good as well. And you know, they're just as important. They're just behind the scenes, you know, but they're just as important. You know, they do a lot of the crafting and framing, paperwork, things that they don't, you know, that people don't see and don't get a lot of credit for that really go a long ways. And, you know, what will be the success of the Georgia Tech program, basketball program.
That's it for Damon. I saw last night when Marcus Smart got traded to the Grizzlies, man. Talk about coaching Smart and what he brought to the table, man. Grinder every day. I think he's good at Memphis, grit and grind in Memphis. He'll fit good there. But talk about him as a player, man, and coaching him up there in Boston, man.
You know, I love Smart. You know, we clicked from day one. You know, the thing about it is what people don't understand, you know, especially with, you know, guys that, you know, have a lot of history with an organization. I think this was Marcus's ninth year in Boston. And, you know, Marcus is a, you know, he was a part of that team. He's part of that community. And I know it's, you know, it's probably rough for him this morning, you know, trying to, you know, you're trying to get perspective on getting traded, man. But, you know, I mean, I woke up this morning at 6 in the morning, so it sounded like that thing was done about 1, 2 in the morning. So, I mean,
I was up when it happened.
Yeah, it seemed like it happened in the middle of the night. But the one thing, you know, it's crazy because, you know, in terms of who Marcus is, you know, I feel like, you know, he was sent to Memphis to help Ja Morant. You know, and it ain't, and it's not anything more than to, you know, give him perspective. And, you know, what he's going to bring to that team, I'm excited for. You know, he just has to get through the initial shock of getting moved. It's one thing to hear your name in trade talks. It's one thing to get moved. It's a different beast now. When you wake up, and you talk about, and then the realities of another organization, another president calling you, welcoming you, it's different now. So you have to, you know, you've been in one place, you've been driving the same way for years, you've been doing the same things, you got the same, you like your routine changes now. So when he gets over that, I think Memphis got a hell of a player, and I love Marcus Smart.
No doubt. Well, Damon, I love you, man. I thank you guys for on the show, man. Glad you're here in Atlanta. I'm gonna try to get with Mike and see when you work out, so I come and see you. I'll be at Lake Point too. Then I go to summer league, but I will be around to support you, brother. I'm here for you, man. Glad you're in town, man. I'm definitely push this program for you and help you out, brother.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Anytime, but thanks so much, Damon.
All right.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.